Autumn. October's morning canopy is azure, before fall says adieu. Sugar maple blossoms yellow, swinging tupelos black, now rich with kingly reds and growing mellow. Morning dew imbues earth's young green sod. The thin, moist blades rub shoulders with fall's scattered grace. Leaves for color wings swirl in a crowning whirl, now at the mercy of the gulf winds, feeding the acorn in petite hands. She hums as she ambles along a stream, fall's hues preserving her colorful ashen eyes and full womb. Bliss. How does emptiness swallow when there is nothing to feed? There is no absence of need. Why is fulfillment shallow? Low-lying desires sprout an inferno, while deep in us is an ocean of calm. What makes thinking think it will dig itself from yesterday's webs, buzzing now and anxious horizons? No matter the free path, the fragile breath clings on. It's always on a ledge. In our voided hustles, bliss remains undiscovered. Spring. Spring up, soul. Sing with the chirping robin's chorus. Strike the invincible mustard pose. Reveal vibrancy in the crocus maze. Trickle through the freeze. Let your heart leap a beat. Sour cherries are blossom sweet. Rejuvenated hydrangeas, green. Ghostly buds sprout to gushing streams. Pluck the infinite abloom. It's spring. Orange cleaner. Endless wash cycles. A full closet in an empty house. A familiar glimpse of the vanished vase. New stains on the runner. The orange cleaner lost. What burden to carry when loss is visible? What further words to say when remembering what is lost in an instant, gone? A cherished knot, once anchored, holding soft, careful steps. A queen bed without the queen. And the king, a frenzied bumblebee, following an ethereal scent.